Order. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Ferguson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. I appreciate you. Weather's starting to warm up, so good to have some public involvement. Next up on there, we have a public hearing regarding the City of East Helena resolution establishing the East Helena PACE program. Is it C-PACE or PACE? Or
C-PACE? It's PACE and the resolution that it's the C-PACE program
sure.
That Carol presented on.
The first item is the information only. Information in your booklets. Nothing has changed since our presentation or our resolution of intent. All the same, this is just to establish it in the city and allow people the opportunity to partake in that program. Not a whole lot of information on that. Is there any public comments on the resolution establishing the East Helena PACE program? Any online, Amy? Seeing none, Council, I'll leave it to you guys.
So are we moving that agenda item up then?
It's the top of
the
motion.
Oh, you want to
new business five? I had a lot of irons in the fire on Friday, and
we're gonna handle the motion portion on the new business, and we're hearing the public now, and we're gonna move on. Interesting.
Or we can jump ahead.
Let's move it up. It seems topical for now. You guys mind if I move up new business number five to right now where it makes sense? You guys cool with that?
We do have a correction to make to the resolution.
Okay.
I got one of the dates wrong. Carolyn's got it, thank goodness. So the resolution on the fifth, whereas it says, it should say March 4th.
Yeah, so you want, if there was to be motion, it would get to change to March 4th. Correct. Thank you. Council.
May I ask if, since we have an expert here, if changing that motion during the public hearing will affect the, or it won't affect it at all. Okay.
I have one question.
Okay.
Section 5 and basically Section 7. What, explain the enforcement that the city's going to do or has to do.
So basically the enforcement is basically just keeping everybody in the zone. The reason that that section is in there is primarily my understanding from talking to our attorney is if for some reason something were to be enforced, needed to be enforced, and the city had to incur any sort of attorney fees or anything like that, that having that statement in there allows the city to basically be able to charge those fees to the collection office.
Would the city have to be the one going after those fees?
The enforcement itself actually occurs at the county level. The statutory requirements of the program basically are that once the assessment gets put on the tax roll, it follows the standard property tax process, including enforcement, any sort of penalties related to things like that.
Yeah, I just noticed it was in there twice. I thought that was, you know. It's saying the same thing in 5 and 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Well, I will move to adopt resolution number 616 with the amendment of the fifth, whereas stating March 4th as the date.
I have a motion to adopt.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That leads us to public comment. This is time for public comment on all non-agenda items. You have public comment on an item not appearing on our agenda. This is the opportunity to go forth with that. Anybody have any non-agenda items online? Seeing none. In front of you have the minutes from the February 18th, 2025 meeting. I will take any public comment on those minutes at this time. Seeing none, Council.
A motion to accept.
The motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We don't have a court report. That leads us to department report administration. Amy is always up first.
A couple of things in the packet of upcoming events that will be held here. One of them It's the Rose Hills Information Event, March 7th and April 25th. And then there's also the Asarco Smelter Open House that will start here on March 11th.
Rose Hill one made the paper, so I'd expect some turnout for that one.
We've received our first lifeguard application, as well as several phone calls regarding swim lessons. And I attended the community needs assessment on via Zoom, but the predominating theme was we need more housing and affordable housing. I also attended the wastewater funding call, watched kids come through for 227 Bay. They're cute. And AARP emailed about 4:30 today that they are willing to give us money to run the FitLock classes this year since our grant ran out for the programming. They're willing to pick that up for us. And that's all I've got.
Most of your
questions.
On that note, I think Wes was helpful in that. Talked to him a little bit, didn't you? And I would appreciate that. They have been, AARP has been great to work with. And you know, I don't go to FitLock classes, but I did drive by them a couple times, and they were well attended.
Yeah.
So it's been getting people out there.
I do have one question for you, Amy. I saw a sign on the door that Open Gym is.
Oh.
What is that about?
I'll let the facilities.
We'll get there.
That's great. Thanks.
All right, either one of us, it doesn't matter. Next up is the police department. Chief Sanders is with us.
Buddy. Well, we had another busy month. We had 396 calls for service, even with the extreme cold and all the snow. We stayed busy. We also wrote 26 new case reports last month. Over the next couple of weeks, our officers, Bonnie and myself, will be attending multiple record management system training. We're going to move over to the new system at the end of the month. Exact date firmly identified yet. Obviously, still a few glitches to go through and whatnot, but so we'll have a little extra overtime over the next couple of weeks. So, and then Deputy Chief Royce now will be meeting with LAPD Chief Petty and Assistant Chief Bailey on Thursday. We meet once a month for lunch and go over stuff and whatnot. And we had kind of a unique experience this weekend. We had an adult male who was highly intoxicated, who was passed out on the roof of their on a house. And one of our officers was lucky enough to get to ride in the bucket of a fire truck. I'm going to go up and wake up the gentleman and get him back down. He said he still wanted to be a police officer instead of being a fireman. So we got to do that's all.
Thank you, Chief. Kev, you can go ahead and you can handle the gym thing.
So you guys have my report, obviously. Been meeting with Jeremy Polinski with RPA, as you know, in regards to future plans for wastewater plant improvements and stuff. And again, this is just the master plan portion of this. But we don't want to write the master plan for obviously what we're not going to do when that time arises. So working through that, and again, the purpose of this master plan one is to be able to approach DEQ to continue to write will serve letters in that time span between when developers are coming to the city saying that they need capacity and we physically have capacity. So that's really the main purpose behind this is to keep this process moving ahead as smoothly as we can. So look for maybe mid-April, probably late April to first part of May, I would guess, and we'll probably do some two-on-two council work sessions where you guys can come and just ask silly questions and we can try to answer them and make sure that we're writing this in the, you know, in the direction that you guys want to see this going. And what we're really looking at is a treatment plant that has long-term potential for the city of Easttown, where we're not having liners that are wearing out and things like that, where, in 30 to 40 years, pumps are just going to need to be replaced and stuff. So kind of hard to think that far ahead and realize that you're affecting probably grandkids that are residents here, but that's what we're looking at. So we'll keep you apprised as that moves forward. Also have meetings with Habitat for Humanity regarding that upper water pressure zone that they're going to need for their development. Just trying to help them through. There's lots of funding struggles that they're working through and realizing that there's substantial costs to this. Obviously nothing that'll be burdened by existing residents and stuff, but showing them options and kind of helping them through that process as we can. So that's been going good, and they seem to be appreciative of the open dialogue and just the willingness to want to see them succeed. Other than that, Mayor Harold Ruiz is going to update you. We had a meeting today with Federal Highways, and he will update you on that as in regards to our raise. I'm debating whether we call it a raise grant or build grant. It's not official, but the Valley Drive project that we desperately need. As you know, Wes mentioned the open gym sign. So we've had a group of young teenagers that have frequented this facility over the years. Potentially some hiccups here and there, but just minor stuff where kids just being kids. But it's escalated in the last few weeks where they're being extremely insultive to staff, insultive to other groups that are using the gym facility. We just cut it off for now. So we just closed open gym. And what the open gym is in that time that it's not rented, we allow the public to come in and play basketball or pickleball or whatever they want to do in there. But it was causing enough issue that we just closed it for the immediate. We'll let them stew on it for a little bit and realize that they have to be respectful when they come in here, and we'll see where it goes. But for the immediate, we close it. It's unfortunate. It's kind of that a small group exit for everybody. But we'll move ahead with that accordingly. And then I'm starting on fiscal year 26 budget stuff with Mayor Harris, obviously. So if you guys have things or ideas that you want us to pursue or anything, it takes time to get estimates and all of that stuff from people. So if there's projects you would like us to move ahead with or at least investigate, please start reaching out. So that's all I got, unless you got questions.
I understand the outhouse over at JFK was tipped over. Did we get it set back up? I had a couple of phone calls and I meant to drive by. And
I love that you called it an outhouse.
I didn't realize
outhouse. Outhouse.
I understood there was a blue porta potty put over there.
If there was, it was a group that was using it that must have rented their own, because we currently have no porta potties that are paying for at this time. Okay. So I didn't hear of anything.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I drive that twice a day. I didn't see anything.
I was going to
They didn't knock the building over. Yeah. The building's locked, and now the porta potty fell over.
I haven't heard of anything, but we'll double check.
Sorry. And I meant to go look, and I forgot. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They we'll get the bush over.
Then you'll get in trouble for decent exposure.
You're in the pool.
Okay. Well, just to elaborate on Kevin's point about the. I think the goal is to ultimately have our facilities able for people to use them. The lady that cleans this building was put in a situation that was not okay. And I spoke to her and she's great. She's awesome. She's a good spot, but we'll make sure it's not okay. And Chief is aware, and there's other people that are in here that we're not gonna allow them to, not gonna be abusive to the people that work in this building. So it's just not gonna happen. So for this point in time, we're gonna, anybody that wants to use them, that like wants to pay the fee, can use it anytime. It's also not still available for rent. All right, Chief Kim.
In the month for February, we had a total of 19 calls. Most of them were medical. We did do one mutual aid to East Valley for a structured fire on Katy Perry Road. We sent a crew out for that. Overall, it was a good month for us. I'll be attending a mass casualty tabletop exercise the 26th in York. It's held through DES and I don't know who else it is, but it would be a flash flood and high wind event. So I'll be going up for that. We're working with Northwest Energy to do some training for electrocution. They're going to bring down their little zapper trailer and hook it up. Show us why you shouldn't grab a power a tree limb that's stuck on a power line, how bad it is for you. We'll also be doing some attending a training for LPG gas this month. Oh, I got a thing from Staley today. I haven't had a chance to look at it. Josh French for the initial plat for the Rose Hill subdivision. So I'll be looking at that. Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to watch. We had some calls out into the Meadowview subdivision. They're building awful close to the end of the road out there, that's developed road, paved road. We don't want them to develop to build past that because there are no services yet. So I don't want any houses out where there's no fire hydrants or anything like that. We want to get ahead of that before that ever happens. The other thing is legislature, we're watching a couple of bills that will affect us in the fire service, mostly on the medical side. So see how those fare. It's just how we do licensing and stuff. They're trying to move it from the Board of Medical Examiners to DLI and the state. So as it'll be better for us, easier for us to do things because the board doesn't meet all the time and the board has some kind of sketchy things they do. But they're more for like doctors and nurses and stuff like that. Our EMS licenses and everything would be better suited to fall under the DLI. So that's how we're doing most of our stuff right now anyway. So any questions for me?
I don't, so correct me wrong on that. If you do see any houses that construction starts with no,
they can't.
Yeah, it's got to be platted. You got to have that approved. Then right. The engineer review yep. that first. That's not going to be
every lot sold yep. right up to the pavement and but
yep.
because that's the one they yep. got the one right at the end of the pavement.
Yeah,
right
and they can't go past that.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And that's what the yeah they can tell you. If they do though, if you see something, that'd be really yeah.
Say something.
But, yeah, right. I was like, whoa.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Chief. That brings us to new business. There's no old business. It's good to have no unfinished business on there. Feels good. First thing on the new business is the first reading, the updated East Nona floodplain ordinance. It has zoning officer Faddis on this. He has got some pretty sad family stuff going on. We're gonna let him take the night off. It's not got some stuff going on. So I give you the overview of this. This is pretty simple. This is something we're required to have. And FEMA adjusts their rules, and we adjust the floodplain to meet FEMA's rules. And that's the real simple talk about this. This is, we've had this for how long? I mean,
almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year. All the changes in it are to meet FEMA's changes. So this is a requirement by FEMA. Any changes in here are to meet those regulations. And that is all those there is on that. Other than that, there's not a whole lot else to explain. It's just the same as it was before. It's just changes to meet FEMA's regulations. Knowing that, is there any public comment on the updated floodplain ordinance? Any online? Seeing none, council.
I do have a number of questions. Can we update MCA without having to go back through public hearings on this? Noticing how many MCAs are referenced in here and how many potential changes there may be to floodplain issues that are floating around the legislature right now. I don't know any specific bills off the top of my head, but there are just a number of things that could be affected by MCA.
I think anything that's affecting will require us just to go back through the process.
Right. And we can just update that, or we have to go back through a full public hearing process and three readings.
It would just be a first reading. I don't think we'd have the same as we're doing now. We just have to update it, but we have to go. I don't think we'd have to have a public hearing on it.
I just didn't know if it would be better served to wait until the end of the session to update this, if it didn't need to be.
I don't remember the timeline. We can look.
I think we had to do it. I think we had to do it, yeah.
When it has to be adopted by
yep.
to stay in compliance with FEMA.
Okay.
So I think we would be better off moving ahead with this at, at this point, and then whatever comes out of this session is
do another review of the MCA.
That would be my
if there are MCA changes, we'll have to make those changes to reference them properly. You're right. There's also references ARMA a ton too.
Yeah, and that was the other part of it. And just knowing that, and rules can change more at any time, but knowing that a lot of MCA may shift. The other was court penalties on page 64, section 14.6. I had a question. Let me go to that page. To comply, there's corrective action. Do we have any statutory law of what that remedy is, what that fine is, what that penalty is?
Well, the penalty would be the may, so it could be whatever the court determines. As far as the remedy would be whatever stipulated in the not in the corrective action.
Sure. But I didn't know if we had just noticing there were two sections, and I don't, I didn't know what the other one was. But anyway, it noted court action and fines and penalties. I didn't know if we had anything, so I was
not specific wondering. To it. Not, you don't have any specific, but again, it would be a court, the general rule. You mentioned the general rule before. It would be the court's discretion, a general rule.
Okay. The last is on Appendix A. It references 2024, but this is the 2025. Am I missing something? The fee schedule has the floodplain application fee schedule for 2024.
No, we probably didn't.
Okay, so it's right after page. Well, it's Appendix A, but it would be page 67.
Okay.
If you were counting.
Are we not? No, but I think that is correct though. Isn't 2024 the schedule comes up the year before? The fee schedule comes up the year before. On this, we're looking at that one. Much. That's a
well. It sounds odd that you're updating.
It is the 2025 plan,
2024 schedule.
It does. I agree. I thought it comes up the year before.
That,
let's look at that.
We'll ask Mr. Patterson.
That's a good Jeremy question.
That's it. Otherwise,
any other comments?
It's enthralling reading.
Isn't it though?
It was. Well, I will move to approve pending a possible change to Appendix A.
I'd move to approve pending possible year change on Appendix A.
I'll second.
And a second. All of the favor?
Aye.
Right. Here comes the fun stuff. Number two, confirmation of appointment of Patrol Officer Kyle Butler. You guys have Kyle in front of you. Kyle's been here now. Ooh, 6 months. I'm gonna give him a little over a year. A little bit of a shout out before she takes off here, but Kyle's been great. Really, really glad to have him. Every dealing I've had with him has been especially awesome. So go ahead.
Before I start, Kyle let me know that he's got a lengthy speech that he's prepared
and
is willing to take as many questions as you have after.
There was a sonnet in there, wasn't there?
We've been through this before. There's a probationary period confirmation. It's Montana Code Annotated Title 7, Local Government, Chapter 32, Law Enforcement, Part 41, Municipal Police Force. Reality is, we hire somebody. We hired Kyle February 7th of last year. He served a one-year probationary period. And then within 30 days after that 1 year, 1 year probationary period has been, has come up or been served, we have 30 days for the city council to decide whether to confirm Officer Kyle Butler and make him an official part of the East Helena Police Department and the city of East Helena. Or not, but to follow up what Mayor Harris is saying, luckily we just did an evaluation on Kyle today, so we have a lot of information as well. But he's been an outstanding addition to East Helena Police Department. He knows what smaller communities are about and what we're trying to achieve here in East Helena. professionalize our police department and our public safety efforts, and same time build long-lasting relationships with community members here. And from day one, he heard that, and he has taken off. He's developed great relationships with business owners, community members here. It's fun running into people and how they talk about how often, you know, Kyle's out visiting with them, you know, while he's working that day, or, you know, just checking in to say hi with the businesses, or stopping by people's houses and talking to them, or playing with kids on the playground. So that's what we were looking for at the beginning when we started the reorganization and rebuilding process a couple of years ago, and we were lucky to find a fantastic fit. And I just ask that, you know, the city council confirm Officer Kyle Butler. He's performed his duties in an outstanding manner this last year, and has met or exceeded all the minimum standards set by the state of Montana or by the East Helena Police Department. I think we're very lucky, and hopefully all of you feel the same way with seeing him out doing his work and whatnot. And he's just been such a great team player and has really raised the bar for the police department, for everybody that's in it and a part of it. And he's developed great relationships with the departments here in the city of East Helena, and is happy to be a part of the solution and not be a problem, and does whatever's asked. So that's all I have, and just respectfully request that City Council approve the appointment.
Thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment on the appointment of, or confirmation of appointment of Patrol Officer Kyle Butler? Hello, yours.
I didn't hear his speech.
Yeah.
Just missed it. Just missed it.
Yeah. Put it on for just a minute.
I'm sure we can all agree what a great asset you've been to the city, and your friendliness and hard work. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
He does mock my Sunday picks for the sports bet machine.
I come in just to see what you got going.
Yeah, you raise an eyebrow. No, it's more fakes than it is words.
And yeah, he'd probably save me some bucks on that if I'd listen to him.
I'll move to approve confirmation of appointment of Patrol Officer Butler.
I have a motion to approve confirmation.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next up is the Pontiac Pack Car Show. Damien Briggs.
How you all doing today? That last car show last year was outstanding. Turned out without any problem whatsoever.
So much fun.
And it was so much fun.
So much fun.
And we're going to extend, if it's all right, to extend it out to where the barber shop is.
Nope.
Can't go that far? Oh.
She was like, what? Why?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, you guys were awesome. That was one of the coolest events of the summer.
It was really good. And it's even going to be good this year. We're going to make it good. And I'm going to extend it out to the barbershop and to the VFW. I'm actually getting the VFW. Maybe talk to them tomorrow, hopefully, and get them involved to do some better sponsorships, get some more people involved, maybe even use the back lot, if it possible, to take in some of the stragglers that come in, or places for guys to unload their cars out of their trailers and that kind of thing. So, yeah, what that you guys think would be make it even better, I would take it under advisement.
The way you did it with, like, shutting down the street and put them in there, I thought was one of the coolest. Yeah. I mean, community was out, a beautiful day too. So people came out and were walking around.
Yeah, it was perfect.
You even got Lenny to fire up his car. And
Lenny's car was cool.
I mean, yeah.
We were going to block it off 7 to 6. That was kind of your idea.
Kevin, you had ideas?
Yeah, 7 a.m. to.
Don't worry. That's yeah. Weird. I was, what?
Yeah, it was going to go until 6. Isn't that right? We'll take them down then. And then we're going to do the awards at 3 o'clock. and have, you know, and just make it happen.
Sounds great. I don't
it's
know.
On that it's on the 24th, May 24th.
June 24th.
May.
May.
May 24th. Yes.
I think it's Sunday, maybe.
No, it's Saturday.
Saturday. So.
Yeah, that's okay. He's learning the ropes, guys.
That's all right. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's first time in this setting.
There you go. No, it's great.
And I wanted to expose him a little bit.
Good. I heard nothing but positive things from the community. So as far as community feedback, I got nothing but great feedback for that as well. Obviously, there is a component you guys got to go out and hurry. You'll have to leave a little bit of area for them to leave the fire hail. That's the only thing I would say there.
That would be a concern. Yeah.
So that has to be left clear.
It the only comment I was thinking going past Smith,
sure.
leaving Smith in the fire hall open so they can get
just
out.
So they got room to get around.
Yes.
We may just relocate our stuff that day so that we don't have to worry about that. We can just move it out to different places.
Yeah. It's kind of tight there by the bridge and Smith's. It's not really a car opportunity, but after that, we got that park and that drop-in spot. We can put cars right there at the park, so that's going to be great too. And food trucks and stuff like that. So it should work out pretty well.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank
well,
you.
It's the day after my birthday, so obviously this is for me.
Yes, it's for you.
Extend the party.
That's right. We just keep it going. Any public comment on the Pontiac Pack car show request? I'm assuming you're requesting just to have it that
yes.
day. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not written out here, but that's the assumption I have. Seeing no public comment, council.
I move to approve.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
There we go. Great. Next up is a volunteer fire department purchase a truck. Now, I don't, is this an air truck or is this like, is it, I don't.
No.
I think
no friend's going to want to drive it.
Is this a hybrid truck?
What we're looking for is something that we can get out in a more rapid response. Just about every department, I think just about every department has one now, that they can use for travel to meetings or trainings or, you know, stuff like this. It's just basically a pickup truck.
The work that Kevin does?
Kevin has two of them, I think.
We do.
Yeah. So West Valley has four. East Valley has two or three. So what we're looking at is just a pickup truck. I'm looking at two different ones. And what I'm looking for is vehicle that's is surplusing from the county sheriff's office, and they have standards of when they have to get rid of their vehicles. So it's mileage or year based. So there a lot of these vehicles have low miles on them. One of the ones I'm looking at, excuse me, is a little older truck, but it has a new engine, but it is timed out as far as its age. So even though it only has 30,000 miles on a new engine, it's reached its age limit for them to cut it out. The other one is a little better vehicle if I can get a hold of it. It's a little newer. and it has a topper on it so that we can put a slide in the back. We can mount our breathing apparatus on it, some fire tools, things like that to get around. One of the problems we're having now is every time we take our big fire trucks out in the wintertime, we risk the chance of freezing our pump. And the pump on our big truck is $65,000. We already had to have it worked on once. We don't want to have to do that again. These trucks aren't cheap. We looked at new. A new truck is running about $75,000. I'm not looking to spend that much money because I know that's like my entire budget for a year. So I've talked to these guys. I've talked to Sheriff Dutton about it, and they're willing to make us a pretty good deal. We can pick one of these up for, you know, $5,000 to $7,000. They're going to leave it upfitted for us, which means it will come with all the lights and sirens, the console and the radio, everything that we would have to turn around and have put back into it. They're going to leave all that into it for us. They're going to help. I work with the guy that does their light bar and maintenance stuff. And he's going to help me switch out the lights on it so that we're all in red and no blues because we can't have blues. So that's kind of where we're at with that. One of the big things we talked about last night at Fire Council was that a lot of these departments, when they call for mutual aid, are not necessarily looking for our big truck. And that's going to come up in the next meeting. God, there's somebody that's got that. It's towards the end of the month. Is that they're looking for bodies, not necessarily trucks.
So right now we're sending out our small squad instead of a full engine, depending on which department's asking for it, because some departments want the truck, some don't, because our truck is a cab truck. It has compressed air foam systems on it. So, but that's kind of what we're looking at, is being able to send something out without having to send one of our smaller trucks or our small truck out. Again, we've done each in the wintertime at 2 below. It doesn't take very long for that hose reel or that pump to freeze up, because there's no heat in those compartments. So that's what we're looking for, is we just like to purchase one of these trucks and then use next budget cycle to maybe upfit it a little bit more. We get the one at the topper, put a slide in the back of it so we can mount some reading stuff and some tools and stuff in it.
Thank you. Think you're to ultimately go forward with approval, they'll need to have a price.
Yeah, that's, a model, that was some I stuff, played phone tag with Bob
today. Yes.
So
I mean, I don't think the idea is bad at all. I think you're probably going to agree the idea is great. I just, you know, to have an ultimate approval, right. You probably end up with a table tonight.
I'm working kind of on a process too. I'm sure. Going to work with Amy. We're trying to get the process all how it goes. It's the same process we used when we bought the snowplow. The difference is I'm trying to figure out if it's actually a county asset or if it belongs to the sheriff's office.
Oh, sure. So,
this is a little different process between the two.
Sounds good. Any public comment on the request? Being a council.
Where would you store this one?
It'll be an outside truck. I don't have any room.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be an outside truck. It'll kind of travel around because it'll be a medically equipped truck. So whoever is the duty crew for that night or that week, they would have the truck.
That
at my house, I can put it in a garage because I have one of those. They sit outside all the time.
I'm not sure. We don't have to look at our insurance on some of that. I know that, like, we'll have to look into it, but that we may have to step out the facility, but we'll see. We'll look into it.
And then, yeah, talk about the other stuff later. So.
And then my other question is, what is in the fire department reserve fund now? And is this where the money would come from?
We talked about, I talked to the mayor about this kind of
tangent.
Just kind of put it out. There's a couple ideas. It was mentioned that there might be some budget money out there somewhere, and I haven't looked at it. So
we could deal with their budget. I don't think they've used anywhere near their budget.
Yeah, we're not close to
it. So you'd be able to use your current year's budget for this purchase. It wouldn't have to come from reserve then.
And then the other option is we do have memorial funds that are sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So we could use that if we needed to. So it's just kind of we need to figure it out. I need to get a hold of Bob though and pin down which truck we're looking at and how much they want for it, so we can get the process
going. Once we get a number, Kevin can quickly look at the budget, see what we're at, Nate or Amy for the year, right? I think you're in a pet play room.
I think I'm good. I follow the
budget. Especially with the numbers you just brought up, I think you're gonna be
tracking really well.
But that's budget, just so. I've looked at it recently.
Yep. Any other questions for me? Thanks, everybody.
Well, may I move to table it? Yes, can we get a
A motion to table.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're going to have unfinished business.
Okay.
All right. We did number 5. So we're good?
Well, figured I thought. All right, Mayor's reports. The Mayor had the League of Cities and Towns Executive Forum this past week, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday and Thursday was all classes. He should have to be a better mayor. And there's some characters in the mayor's state. If you think I'm funny, you should meet Fort Peck's guy. He's really, really entertaining. He should go on the road. He's a comedian. There's some interesting things. It's always good to get together with the other communities and see what struggles they're facing. You get some perspective on other things that other communities are facing that are similar to ours, and get some good ideas. So we'll... Well, some of them were involving budgeting and stuff, good stuff. So we'll go with some of those. But I did that for some classes for Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday, they had a bunch of us go up there to the legislature. There's some bills the league has some concerns about. I didn't speak to any of the bills. I was just there observing. And Pete was gracious and showed me around and, you know, got to meet some of the people and talk about some of the bills that affect municipalities. So I did that. Last time I spoke, we had a discussion about possible water rights discussion with the Lieutenant Governor.
that date has been set. So that's the 24th. I'll be doing that on the 24th. It's a big one. Met with Cindy regarding some of the things, just setting up the meet and greet, the open house here. So always good to meet with Cindy. Stan, those guys that are kind of moving upstairs now. It's good to have them here. So I think it's a great matchup, them up there. So that's been great. Me and Kevin have been rapidly escalating the pool. You think it's been hot for about, well, I wouldn't say hot. It's been above zero for about a week. So we're talking about the pool, obviously. But there's a lot, just a lot to get in all those things wrangled. I think we're going to maybe hopefully have a different little setup for our manager this year. We might have a kind of a dual thing, but we got to look at, see how their comfort level is with that. So we'll, more to come on that. We spoke about the gym. It was on here. And the final thing is we'll call it the raise grant. The raise grant proposal. There was a call. Kevin was on the call yesterday? Today. The new person that is our contact basically told us that there are a bunch of phrases they can't use, like paused, break, stopped, not doing right now, just waiting. So they're not using any of those phrases, but they would be real applicable for what's going on with these raise grants right now. Obviously, we haven't gone through the process of getting ours signed yet. We haven't got there yet. We moved as fast as we could from when the process is just, we haven't got there yet, a signed agreement. So unsigned agreements are limbo, is that the reason?
Limbo.
Limbo, are in limbo at this point. And the gentleman that spoke with Kevin said, he's day-to-day too. He's in limbo, just knowing if he has a job or everything. So he was very much like, if I'm here next time you call or whatever, maybe. So that's what he said, basically, right?
The unofficial report is that they suspect that communities that don't have signed agreements, that they're going to change the template to the application and that we'll have to start the application process over, which hopefully is just a lot of cutting and pasting, but we'll see. So second week of next month, if we don't hear something, we were instructed to reach back out to them.
So the email guy is like, I don't know if I'll be here. So we'll see. Yeah. We're trying. We're not going to let it go, obviously. We're going to keep standing out there on the doorstep going, hey, we're here. When they're ready to resume this limbo. I can't say pause. Limbo. So, which is a fun game. I don't do very well at it. Well, not very flexible. So that's it for my report. Bring us to council member reports. First up is Don.
I don't have anything to report.
Second is Judy.
I have nothing either.
Wesley.
I had a Helena Area Community or Chamber of Commerce meeting last week. Good, it was a budget meeting, so just approving the budget. Of course, my role on behalf of the city is ex officio, but good information. One thing is the Swish Tournament. It's a big fundraiser for the chamber and draws in a lot of folks from around the state. It's this weekend, and they do utilize, I think, three schools in East Helena. I think the high school, the middle school, and Prickly Pear. They're still looking for volunteers. If anybody's interested, I would encourage you to do that. I will be in Billings for hockey, but it's a great time, and it's a big fundraiser for the chamber and brings in a lot of revenue to the community. Otherwise, I was named the chair of the MOAT, so the Lewis and Clark County Montana Opioid Abatement Trust that I sit on behalf of the city. It goes between the commissioner, the mayor of Helena, and then whoever represents East Helena, and it's my turn. And so I'm the chair of that, and we continue to approve funding requests. Some money going out to help hopefully avoid opioid overdoses and programs throughout the community that will do that. So some good applications. We've funded three, and there's one more that we have some information requests out for. And then you'd mentioned there's an event with the League of Women Voters on the 27th of March. Who is going to that?
I had Amy reach out and send an email regarding which type of person they want, whether they wanted a elected official or a representative of the city, like as a worker here. Did we hear back?
We did, but I can't remember what she
I had her. Yeah. I don't want to know what they're looking for. But I had
somebody. I remember you had mentioned that you were going to ask if anybody wanted to do it, and I didn't know if anybody had.
Yeah, we sought further information about what type of representative visa they're looking for. And I hadn't heard back yet.
Okay.
Apparently, very
great.
Harlow.
Mm-hmm. Harlow.
Mickey Harlow.
Yeah. Had reached out to me, and she's supposed to be getting me questions and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was all. Thank you.
Cool. Councilmember Ferguson?
I don't have anything.
We don't have a legal report for Pete. He is doing the, and I tell you what, the good bidding of that job, and he can have it. That's a rough gig right now. He's working late nights, burning the midnight oil. They're at Transmittal, so they're probably rushing through a lot of bills. I hope they're done by now, but he was not going to make her here in time tonight, so he's excused. And that leaves us the payment of the bills.
I'll move to pay the bill.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
In a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
That I'll adjourn this meeting at 7:16.
Really close.
Thanks, guys. Congrats, Kyle.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Congrats.
You don't have any. Yeah.
I heard you got your response camera recorded on me. Ready to give me anything for now. This is not a debate. He does not work here. He's not an elected official here. He's a resident. You responded to his question. You provided the answer. I mean, that's it. We're done. No issue. If he comes up with a new question, my expectation would be he was going to respond. If you just like, I didn't get my way as a second question, it's not a question.
Yeah. His next thing is,
I read it.
Morton, congratulate your brother.
It's
shorter
there.
It to control me.
His training, and I was like,
somewhere in his brain, he determined that Gale Street is
his practice. I thought he was done with his training.
It's again, I appreciate you taking the time to answer it. And with anything, we have to get it. But there's one answer to the question. We're not.
Children,
you, the guy at the shops, were saying,
you know,
like, I don't. They said that the guy used Jake Frey.